Ready, kids?
Alright, Captain. Bow, 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 bow.
This is the funky episode.
Ooh, oh, I like that bow, intro. Bow, bow, bow.
We're about to start the most fire blues band. It's gonna be great. Mm. Anyway, welcome to Part Time Alcoholics, episode 21, because I'm on it now. I got it. The chi is synced up, my chakras are correct.
Finally.
The body energy is oozing.
Bam, the chakras alive.
Hey, the universe is speaking to my soul. It's sending me lotto numbers.
This is the Hennessy episode.
I'm not gonna lie, this can't be a bad episode. We've been dabbling in this bottles for the whole week, and it's been alright.
But that actually might serve a good purpose, because usually what happens is we get through most of the bottle and then everybody is not in a state.
And then we're super drunk at work.
Two out of three.
Yo. Anyway, you are joined by myself, the Suburban Papa Action, aka the taxi driving nutritionist. The taxi driver's nutritionist. There you go.
Now you're reaching.
I got that diet plan for taxi drivers.
Just because you ate a quarter, you ate a Zamalek.
Fam, and you know, now I'm like, listen, my niggas, I can show you how to eat right.
Walking in the streets with a quarter in your hand.
Fam, you're about to see me with, you know, that like deep fried baby hake with the acha. It's gonna be. Mm.
If it was Texas, you'd have that chicken fried steak.
Fam. And as per usuals, we are with, who wants to go first?
DIY Daddy, Shemaine Dupree.
Why you always forget the Z though?
I didn't do any DIY today. Like,
please just, what?
I didn't do any DIY.
Fam, we spent an hour outside fixing my bike.
Did we fix it though?
But we were DIYing.
Fine, DIY Daddy.
Daddy.
Mm. Yes. Say it with your chest.
And you're also joined by the Funky Funkin' Door, the Raconteur.
Hey.
Yeah.
AKA Le Conde Bang.
AKA Candy Spice.
Hey. AKA So Nice Your Girls Is It Twice.
Oh, nice, nice.
Woo! We out here today. So, last time we did this, last time we had a one bottle episode of what?
Kvassi. Yay! And we got fucked up that day.
Yeah, that was shit. That turned.
I was sore the next day.
Turned left fast. I turned left fast. So now we decide let's finish the other half of that episode. We got a bit of that brown juice.
We've got a lovely Hennessy.
Hey.
They even put very special cognac on the bottle.
Hennessy for my enemies.
So this is in all the hip hop music videos and what else?
This, basically...
Black to roll.
This is what Jason drinks when...
Yeah.
Just before he starts working.
Just before a scene. Just before a set.
So, if y'all don't know who Jason is, just type blacked at Jason.
Not at work.
Just type blacked.
Blacked and black to roll. I think he's like the main feature on black to roll.
Yeah.
But these are blacked.
Yeah. Fam, imagine having like a standing retainer for like a porn site. Like, as a male talent. Like, because all the other male talents, like, I don't know who that nigga is.
But you know, like, this guy's like 6'6" and he's like 110 kilograms. And they always find like the tiniest white bitches with him.
Fam.
Like the 40 kilogram one.
Fam.
And I'm just like, why are they getting like this, like, who's this bacon booty?
Bacon booty.
Riley Reid.
Riley Reid, yeah. That's her Instagram name.
Bacon booty.
Yo, you need to get on par with porn, bruh. I see your porn knowledge is
My porn game is weak.
It's lacking.
Yeah,
but like they always get like these tiny, like Elsa Jean, like these small little girls. Like,
yo, fam. And it's literally just so you can see someone break someone. Because I don't know that those ladies have enough space. Like,
that's what I'm talking about.
Do you think they get paid extra?
Eh?
You think they get paid extra? Do they get paid by the inch?
No, but until recently, I think they've changed it now, but there was a whole big controversy in the porn industry because...
You get paid more for fucking naggers.
There was like... Actually, right...
What's the name? Kanye even put it in one of his lyrics. What's that? My Beautiful Dark Fantasy song?
I was actually just listening to that song yesterday.
I'll get it now.
But yeah, so actually Riley Reid was one of them who wrote like a whole open letter, and she was like, yo, this is wild. Why is it that my rate is higher if I fuck black dudes than not? And then like Kiara Noir got involved, and like, Matt, yo, guys, I know too many porn names. But, but like,
Hell of a Life.
Mm.
Yeah. Like Kanye West in Hell of a Life, he raps, I don't have the bars on hand, but he raps about like,
I think butter price go down, she ever fuck a black guy.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Or do anal, or do a gangbang. Bang. It's kind of funny, that's all considered the same thing. Yeah. Thank you for, for bringing me back.
Hey, I'm out here.
You exercised that lyrics out of you.
Actually, wait. Let's first do this because I learned some wild shit today. But I want us to have some of that brown first.
Alright.
Okay.
So we started with the shooter.
Brownie life. Inside joke.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know,
how it
you
smells.
Know.
What went down quite nice as a shooter. It's the smoother, sweeter brandy. Cognac.
Well, it is basically brandy.
Cognac. Yeah.
I mean, see, man, why is this not brandy? No, I don't understand alcohol.
Hey,
it's literally names. Like it really, not honest to God. You know that day at the bar when you're like bourbon and stuff.
Yeah.
No idea what a bourbon is.
It's literally regions. So this is basically brandy. It just comes from a different grape in a different region of France. It's not made in South Africa. Brandy's are predominantly.
So like
made
all
in
these
Africa.
Names are regions.
Regions.
So
but
do we do the
grape.
Same thing with like wines?
Yeah.
Like Sauvignon Blanc and.
No.
We don't really do it with wines except for Pinotage. I think.
Yeah.
But like all of it's a scam. Champagne and MCC are the same thing, practically.
But we do have like Stellenbosch region wines or Rondebosch region wines or whatever the case may be. Or the Cedarburg wines.
They make VWs in PE and Germany.
Nah,
but
the
VW.
Thing is, you see, it's just like this. This is also grape based.
Yeah.
So it's the type of grape that grows there that will give it this sort of finish.
So is this off wine?
Yeah, well, not off wine, but more
just like
more
fortified
wine.
And
for,
then,
yeah,
I think it is
fortified.
Basically like
so. Fortified wine is alcohol added. So it's normal wine, but they add alcohol onto it. Like they add a bit more.
Because wine is not alcohol.
Yeah,
they're
no,
like,
no, bro, you'll find like normal wines
is
like 13% of like a fortified wine might go up to even 40%.
Yeah. Oh, niggas wanna get fucked up.
Not easy to find fortified wines in South Africa.
You also now were watching wine terrorism. And also there's an avocado cartel.
Oh yeah, I saw that thing.
Yo, avocado niggas is kidnapping people. People are getting kidnapped,
guys,
are getting murdered for avocado.
Guys, you avo eaters, your guacamole lovers. Hey?
I don't know.
You are backing murders of communities.
I didn't know. I was contributing to the death of farmers and families.
Yo.
Like.
Talking about farmers, they did a study. It shows that farmers or farm workers, amongst all professions, have the most amount of sex, an average of once a day.
That makes sense. What else is there to do then?
I'm just saying that that's an average.
Yeah.
Number two was architects.
Architects?
Yeah, weird, eh? You know who was last on the list?
Architects do seem like perverts, though. Don't trust people in politics.
Who is having the least amount of sex amongst all professions?
Lawyers?
Journalists.
Really?
<That's
an
old
laughs>
I don't.
Talk. Yeah, I also.
No,
I don't
trust
that stat anymore.
Your man works
no.
in the wild west.
You see, from the journalists I know, that stat
yeah,
sounds
I'm
like,
not sure I trust that stat.
But like, this is what
the suburban bumper action.
But listen, you can't agree with the top of the stats and then not the bottom of it.
Look,
you can't say, I get farmers.
I'm not saying I give.
But...
I'm saying I understand. Like, I'm not. Okay, I'm not. I'm saying I can see farmers having a lot of sex. Like, when we would when we take, like, long-ass drives, like, and you go and you're, like, you drive past a farm and there's a house in the middle of nowhere. You know, what
say,
do they do there?
I will say this
like,
was an American-based stat.
Man, if you work at the New York Times, you fucking everything.
Yeah.
Not according to this stat. And this is a published stat anyway. But that's what it is.
Okay. Look, I don't know. Maybe it's different here, but like,
yeah, Jundis is nasty.
Like the actual crows. It's maybe they meant fucking people who don't do the same thing as you.
Maybe.
Because like journalists are all just fucking each other. Like it's very gross.
I had like lawyers are alcoholics, but hey, whatever. We should have legal degrees then.
I heard lawyers are on all the cocaine.
I've heard bankers, like private bankers.
Yeah.
Those guys are just
lawyers, bankers, advertisers.
Yeah. Like basically everything related to Donald Trump. Yeah.
Anyway, first off, that was quite tasty, a bit harsh, but it was quite tasty. Yeah, so nice. I discovered today.
Mm.
Blew my mind. You know when you go to the bathroom and then you're just like internetting?
Yeah.
And then you see something, you're like, what? So you hit Google, you're like, what is this thing?
Yeah.
There are women. 1 in 3,000 women, so that's not even that uncommon, are born 2 vaginas.
What?
Yes, 2 of them. 2 reproductive systems.
Next
two.
To each other, one on top two. Of the other, like so no this, gooch.
Wait, this is not what was confusing me.
Okay, like a whole vagina, or like what part of the vagina?
2.
Because there's like parts.
Or like maybe like two wombs or...
So, not all of what you see is the vagina.
So, this is what... So I saw the thing, I was like, what is going on?
It's not also, like two penises.
I got a question. What led you to prompting that search engine? Where did you... Where
what's your algorithm that is bringing up this?
No. In order to see the figures... Google gives you search results based on what you prompted with. So him finding out the vagina thing.
Hey.
Wait, what's happening in your life?
I will tell you how I swung into the spiral. I'm walking to the bathroom and I'm going through Instagram. And one of the podcasts I listen to, they do like live phone-ins. So like the big headline was woman with savage call. Because they have like callers on their podcast. And like woman with 2 vaginas calls in. So I'm like, wait, what? What is 2 vaginas? So I'm like, anyway, I'm not going to listen to this shit because let me go to the facts. Let me go to the source of the science.
Let me do a little research.
I hit the Wikipedias. I say, women with 2 vaginas.
Now your search history
is condition. The condition comes up. I can't remember the Latin. It's like uterine diplodocus. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some kind of wild shit. I read this. So apparently, what happens is when you're like an embryo or some shit, there's like 2 bits of some type of cell that are supposed to fuse to create 1 uterus.
Yeah.
Okay.
In these bitches, it doesn't fuse. So it just grows. And then you get 2 wombs. And then the 1 womb has like fallopian tube that side.
So there's 2 canals.
And the other womb has a fallopian tube that side.
Sure.
And the shit grows. And then in most of the women, 2 vagines, 2 cervixes.
So is this how like, you know the world record where like women gives birth to sextuplets or
no? It turns out because
quintuplets.
I think because the 2 reproductions.
She was fucking around with her fertilization medication. Hence, she got pregnant by 8.
Quick fast.
But
yes,
because one colored. Sorry.
Problematic lightweight, chewy, red alert.
Just got hot in here.
But so the one story was this woman married to some dude, got pregnant. And they were like, all right, cool. She had 2 vaginas.
Mm.
I don't know how her husband didn't find the other one. Or maybe he found one, he didn't find another one. She didn't tell him. He didn't know.
How do you not know?
Well, if you in your mind you're thinking you go into the top hole and then you out and then you go in, you still think it's the top hole, but you might have entered the bottom hole.
This means he never went down on her. Because when you go down on a honey, you discover some shit.
You know why people are bad at sex. I'm choking it down to white people being bad at sex. Yeah. Anyway, so old girl falls pregnant.
Mm.
Birth time comes. Twins come out, shout, but she's still pregnant.
Ooh,
my guy is like, wait, what?
Some of the splooge went into the other.
So she gave birth and then like 2 weeks later gave birth again.
So she could have, like, she could literally, if she was a home in the streets, she could have twins from 2 different fathers, one black and 1 white.
Fam.
That's wild.
Fam. two vaginas.
I wish there's two vagina porn. I wanted to see some.
Dude, one in 3,000. What's
the I imagine. I some gangbang. I imagine you could find it.
But do you think it's like one vagina and then two uteruses?
From what I heard, it was two vaginas, two uteruses, two entire reproductive systems.
Bro, like, what if her one vagina is out of sync with the other during like PMS time?
So she is always menstruating. She could have
two periods in 1 month.
Ladies, please get in touch with us and tell us how you would feel about having two vaginas, because that shit sounds wild.
Yes.
My mind was blown. I was sitting on the toilet like, God damn.
One vagina sounds like an office job.
Felt
right. Never off the clock.
I could never survive as a female. I could never.
Joe, that's how I know that is how I would know that Jesus doesn't like me. Like, my nigga, you gave me two,
dude. That would make me I would be a crazy woman. Oh, talking about bodies, Johnson & Johnson had to pay $8 billion in a lawsuit. This past week.
For what?
To this one dude. So this dude in America.
Gave him two vaginas.
No. That would be whack. I don't think he would have sued.
That's all. Like, that's a lot.
Left it. Johnson. Like, thanks, Johnson. So anyway, dude was on antipsychotic meds, right? So dude was going crazy. Dude was a bit psychotic. Prescribed this antipsychotic med from Johnson & Johnson, taking the shit. Obviously now, not psychotic anymore because he's on the meds, but all of a sudden, he wakes up, he's got C-cup titties.
Wow.
Bam.
Let's also start here. Why are the people who make cream...
No, Johnson & Johnson is one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, fam.
They're a group.
Yeah.
Just hang on. Just like Daewoo makes fridges and microwaves, they also make cars.
Just how Yamaha makes amps and motorbikes.
But okay, let's think about it. Daewoo makes cars. Who's gonna buy a Daewoo?
No, but doesn't matter.
Those are the world's worst cars.
Even Hyundai is a group.
Yeah, no, Hyundai. No, no, I get it.
Yamaha makes some of the best amps in the world.
Yeah. Apparently, LG and also makes shit boats. That we don't think.
And boats and shit. And
Hyundai made the dry docks in Durban that lift the ships.
It's a group, fam.
Anyway, moving past this.
Maybe multitasking is not a good thing for some people.
This edumacation is nonsense. So, this dude woke up with C cups, right?
Dude, how does that translate to $8 billion, though?
Because it's not just him. Remember, everybody who took the tablets, it was like a whole thing. Oh. Yeah. So they had to pay everybody, but he got obviously the most because he was the first one with these level of side effects. But I'm thinking to myself. Okay, fine. Don't pull the medication off the shelf. Just change the target market.
Oh, like
so if you are small to the crazy girl, problem solved.
Or because
grow some boobs and you'll be sharp mentally.
Because from the sound,
would it work like if? Sorry, would it work like women who have had mastectomies?
Mastectomies.
I don't know how to pronounce a word. Like their titties chopped off. Could you just...
I don't think so, because they take the tissue that would grow.
Oh. Okay.
So dudes still have the tissue?
Yeah.
This is how Beyonce's dad got breast cancer now.
Men get breast cancer, man.
We had this conversation. Mm. Dude was chilling in front of the microwave too long. now he's all breast cancer.
Tick old babies. But I mean, they did a similar thing with Viagra, where like it was originally heart medicine.
Mm.
And then they found out niggas are getting hard. And it's not really helping people's hearts, but niggas is getting hard.
Sam, Listerine was originally toilet cleaner.
Ah.
Yes.
And here we are.
Yep.
Oh.
Guys, that might actually be a good idea. Have your toilet smelling minty fresh.
Fam, like you reverse engineering something that was already reverse engineering.
I'm just
you're
saying.
Giving back the problem. No, fam. Like, I'm just saying, because like, you know the duck one?
Oh, let's what's put cocaine back into coke.
I mean, niggas would buy that shit. Niggas would buy that shit would fly off the shelves. That shit would fly off the shelves and it would slap. Mm-hmm. You know when you go to the rurals and you have that coke, that cold one, on the hot day where you're like... Imagine now it has cocaine in it. Woohoo! Ooh, you're never getting those kids to calm down.
Heroin. Heroin started as a medicine first before it became a.
But to be fair, like the world was a crazy.
Kind of still is a medicine if you think about it. Like, yeah, opioids are still heroin. Just like a few changes. Tweaks. Just move a carbon atom here. Like, hey, it's not heroin anymore.
In the next few years, we'll be buying the Alpe and pill form.
Damn, have you seen how little fentanyl you need to kill a human?
Oh, yeah. Like,
it's literally like if it picks up in the wind and you're in, like... Like, there's one investigator got, like, critically admitted to hospital because, like, someone died of a fentanyl overdose. They walked into the apartment and the fentanyl was still in the air and enough to, like, critically, like... Man was down, dude. He almost died.
Shit.
You must see how little...
Yeah, it's like... Because weren't we watching that documentary about fentanyl or something? Like... That also... I need to understand the business plan there. So, this thing... So little of it gets you so high that you are dead. Like... Yeah.
But this is what they say, you chase the dragon. Like, you go from...
You don't even get a chance to, like, lace up your boots.
This is the thing. Imagine if you buy, like, 5 or a kg of cocaine, right? That's hella expensive. Now you get to cut it into 3 kgs of cocaine. Imagine you have a kg of fentanyl. You can cut it into 100 kgs of fentanyl.
Fentanyl is what they use to kill horses. That are going to the glue factory.
This is the thing. Like, you're gonna die.
Horses.
Like, because it's something like micrograms, fam. Like,
dude, it is so small. Dude.
It makes business sense. That's what I'm saying.
It's except because all the customers die.
Well, no.
We don't have nature.
They cut
Where's
it.
Mac Miller?
They cut it, so it's not like that. But raw fentanyl's gonna kill.
Where's Michael Jackson? I'm nigga dead.
Did Heath Ledger die because of strangle masturbation vibes?
I thought it was drugs.
I thought it was
jacking off in the closet, man.
Maybe he was chasing that next time.
Yo, that is. It's also mad how so many celebrities die of autoerotic asphyxiation, dude. Like, I need to figure out your life, fam. Like, what do you?
When
doing?
Is sex not enough?
Like
you actually need to like take oxygen away
and
from your brain.
Who found this out first? Who was like, oh, let me kind of almost hang myself and jack off. Like, at what point is that?
You know, it's a Caucasian. You know. You're asking the wrong crowd, wrong room.
Can I make a confession?
Shame on you, we almost lost you. We almost lost the soldier. What?
No. All I'm saying is, all I'm saying is I can see the series of steps. It doesn't.
Are you almost there?
Think about it.
Dude, we're confiscating
did you? Wait a second. No. Did you ask a girl to choke you?
Yeah, I've been choked. It's kind of cool. So that's what I'm saying.
Like, I've never been choking.
I can see how you can go. I can see how you can go from choking.
I've been choked
to...
and I did not like.
I haven't been choked.
It's kind of cool.
I did not like.
It's kind of cool.
Like it turned into a wrestling match. I was like, oh, you want the strength? No, the weakness. Me the strength.
That's kind of cool. Like a bit of light choking is entertaining. So, I don't know how that gets to me choking myself. But then again, my masturbation regime is very simple.
Have you ever tied a belt around your neck?
I haven't even tied a belt around, like, lower than where my belt goes. Like, that's where my belt goes. Like,
just asking, we're just looking out for you, fam. That's
but
what we're doing.
I could see how someone might die, like, in a sex thing where you're fucking a girl and you're like, choke me harder, bitch. And then she chokes
you.
Yeah,
but that's like the gateway drug to sadomasochism. Like, you're knocking on the door. Like, you're gonna have a red ball in your...
I mean,
you're gonna have a gag in your mouth. And you're gonna have anal beads inserted in you. And your dick is gonna be tied up until it's pink. Or, I mean, you got melanin, so...
I'm saying some of that shit looks cool, fam. My search history is deep in that
you're
life.
You're a wild boy.
Like,
yeah,
it's deep in that life. Like,
yo, this journalist stat is not accurate. Not...
I'm saying it's an American stat, maybe they're sad people.
Americans are worst. Fam, like the whole scratching till they draw blood thing. I kind of like that. Not too much blood, but like
I've bled.
Yeah,
I've bled too. Yeah,
I've bled. Like sometimes there's like a fine line because I think it's when you scratch, you know, but it's like surface level scratches, but it's hard. And there's a difference when like there was a young lady who tried to scratch, but actually just dug her nail straight.
Oof. Oof. She stabbed you.
Yeah. That wasn't fun. That was like, bitch, stop. What are you doing?
I've been scratched to scabs.
And then you know it was worst. So...
Why are you saying so quietly now?
No, because it was at the time where... Because I think about it now, it makes me... Yeah. Anyway, so like... That happened, and then... Obviously, I had like the mad scars.
Yeah.
And it was at a time where like Voldemort and I were like almost reconnecting.
Mm.
And then...
So you had to go buy some fire oil?
Fam, she saw the face because it was like... Fam, it was like literally like pock marks in my chest and back.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, and then... I was like, I mean, it'd be like that sometimes.
Did you tell her you were breakdancing?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should have told her it was self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, so that became a fun thing to try and explain.
Anyway, so...
I think I still got some of the scars.
Still?
Jeez. I think so. I mean, scar is probably a big word. It's just like, you know when your skin goes darker?
This from like, a month ago? Tough life.
Gotta keep that bedroom nice.
You guys need to dominate so that you guys don't get dominated.
No, you do a bit of both, fam.
I've had like scratch marks on my ass and my back, but
like you know, you do a bit of
both. You never know where the hands are going.
Hey,
it's problematic.
Maybe they're holding on for dear life.
Hey, it's this high version of a seatbelt.
Yeah, it's like oh Jesus.
That would be imagine.
When they're getting ironed into the mattress.
So this Hennessy... Normally this Hennessy is served warm, surprisingly. Like, a lot of time it's served at either... Like, more than room temperature. It's, like, served very warm. And I hate it. I hate it warm. I hate room temperature. Yeah, this is the thing. Fuck that smoke. Don't listen to the bullshitters who tell you to do this. I did that last night. I had some of this Hennessy, but like room temperature, trash. It was tough. Put a little bit of ice in it. No water, no mix. Great stuff.
It loses some of its vibe, eh?
What vibe are you doing? You were struggling with the shooter. What vibe are you looking for?
Yeah, because it's a shooter of him. Like it's, I gotta go with the whole thing. But like, sippity sip. Eh, I mean, look, that there's also a thing like I feel like Hennessy's overrated. Which is not to say that it's bad. Because it isn't.
It's not bad.
But it is... The Kvasia was nicer.
Yes.
And like...
Which was the one that tasted like cherries? Was that the Kvasia?
Maybe.
It was a warm one.
It might have been the Kvasia.
It could have been.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, like, I enjoyed that.
Could have been.
It tasted like cherries.
Kvasia is nice. A similar price point, except the Hennessy has the hype.
Kvasi also has the hype.
Possibly.
Well, yeah, but not like this.
This
is like, dude, this one has more hype than Kvasi, I think.
Well,
street hype.
Do say, bring us a bottle, we will. We'll do the third person comparison. Oh, anyway, while we're continuing this, here's a fun question. Question for the day. What is your relationship with your hair, men? Because women be talking about this shit all the time.
What do you mean hair?
With your hair. With the hair
on, my head.
On your head. Because it's actually kind of weird. Like, men like to pretend like, cool, like, whatever, it's just fine. But like, we actually put a lot of stock into it. And I feel like a lot of thought actually goes into it. And so, the question is, I'll tell you where it came from. So, of late, I've been growing my hair. Because, like, I used to cut my hair all the time. I was like, yeah, cut it because that's... But, like, who... I was talking to... I want to say Pearl. Somebody. And they were just talking about, like, the whole, like, hair journey. And, like, that whole idea of, like, how our hair wasn't considered neat. Even though, like, you know, our hair is our hair, blah, blah, blah. And I was like... And it's sort of been sitting in my head. And, like, as I'm growing it, I'm like... I didn't even do that on purpose, but it's here now. And like, so like a couple of weeks ago, I was like, let me cut my hair. And then I was like, but I think I kind of like this. Like touch my hair. And now like every night, every morning I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, hey.
So vain.
You are not super. You have no idea. Like, you have no idea. Like,
what hair are you talking about? Like,
shiny surfaces.
I think every. Are you talking about guys versus girls?
I'm talking about you, like your hair. Like,
I have a standard appointment with the barber every 3 weeks.
Why?
Because nothing feels better than a fresh cut and shave.
This is what
feels so good.
This is what I'm okay. So, do you do a different cut each time?
Not all the time. Like, very rarely do I do a different cut.
So, that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, what is it? What is the male relationship behind hair? Because, like, again, women talk about it all the time, but I think we find it just as important. We just haven't bothered to try and unpack the thing.
Also, because we spend less. And that's not because we don't go less or don't care about less. It's just that that's how the industry is priced.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's because, yo, bitches enjoy getting themselves scammed. Because women's hair is ridiculous.
Also, who...
Actually, even just people, like, non-black people's hair prices doesn't make sense to me.
So, I've been told that I have a fuckboy hairstyle. So, as soon as you do anything fake. But, like, I literally... My hairstyle will match my dress sense. So it's like a whole... As my, you know how you accessorize your watch to your belt or your socks with your shoes and your skipper, your trouser or something like that? It's the same thing with hair. It's just... It's the image you see of yourself that you want to project out. So not that I want to project that I'm a fuckboy, but like it's, I don't know. It's just, it's a neater version of me. It's just neat.
That's kind of also my thing. What makes it neat? Like what does neat hair mean?
Like not. Okay, for me, like, not going over the ears, for example, or, you know, where the lines are not straight, or...
Yeah, like...
It's uneven.
Orderly.
But what is orderly? Where it comes to hair? Because, like, okay, case in point. I remember at school, and so this is the thing I'm currently going through now, which is why I'm leaving my hair alone. Because, like, at school, it's like, listen, can't have your hair, like, can't have your hair over your ears, and actually, black kids, you must have your hair cut. Blah, 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 because when your hair grows, it's like, well, you must comb it. But then even with the combing, like, there were all types of, like, weird rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. And the white kids would, like, they had, like, all the styles. There was, like, bedroom hair. They had, like, the matte spikes. They had, like, all
the... They had the point break, the tintin.
Fam. And it was, like, no cornrows, no dreads, no hairstyles that weren't cut your hair. And, like...
No twists, no dreads.
And I suppose I didn't even notice, like, literally, that's why I'm asking, because it's popping up now. I didn't even notice that, like, I'd internalize this. So, like, in my head, neat hair is cut it, do your lines, blah, blah, blah. But in this conversation, I spoke to another dude who he, like, fought his HR company, or he fought the HR at his company because they were like, yo, he was graying his hair out. And, like, he doesn't comb it. Like, it's not like there's bits of, like, linen or whatever in it. He just, like... You know that style where it's not quite combed?
Yeah.
So they were like, yo...
Whatever shape you find it in the morning, that's the shape. Yeah.
No, not even that. Like, it's not the... Like, he shapes it. It's just shaped... It's like bedroom hair for black people. Like, shaped it like that.
Okay.
And so they were like, yo, fam... Your hair is a mess. Shave it. And he was like, no.
Yeah, it was a fight.
And they were like, no. But then he was like, okay, listen. Let's do this. If you're upset, phone HR. Let's call a meeting. I will come to HR happily. I will sit down with them. Because there's nothing in my contract that says my hair needs to be X, Y, and Z. I will sit down with HR, I will explain myself, they will explain themselves, we can have this out. But what you're not going to do is tell me my hair isn't neat just because it doesn't fit sort of like your box of what neat is supposed to be. Which is now why I'm asking, because why is
Okay, so for me, just describing neat, it's like clipping your toenails. Why don't you just let it grow long? Like, monthly, or however long it takes for your nails to grow, you go through this process of clipping your nails down because you need to function. It's neat. It's hygienic to a certain degree. So I view it in the same sense of it's just clipping your hair into something that's practical for me. So like, I know if I let my hair grow, like, it's a mission in the morning, and it's just like, oh my god. But like, when I have it like short like this, the fuckboy hairstyle, when it's like faded, zero on the side, number one on the top, two strokes of a brush, if I forget to brush it, it's not such a big difference. And I can move, and you know,
You thinking like proper functional about it. I'm not even thinking at that level. I'm thinking about just how humans like uniformity, and maybe even things that are in line. So everybody cuts the grass. You cut the grass, a freshly cut lawn looks far better, more pleasing to the human eye than an unkept garden. That has nothing to do with anything, because you can leave the grass grown, it's not going to affect your life, really. It just looks a lot better, more pleasing to the eye, and more pleasing to yourself if the grass is cut correctly. So you take that to everything.
I understand your argument. You're arguing to the point of, we've been colonized and there have been standards of acceptance that is very Eurocentric. So if you don't have a Eurocentric look, then you must conform to that. But I think also sometimes just opposing that argument is, sometimes it's just what you feel good. Not necessarily that you have been conditioned or brainwashed into conforming to a Eurocentric ideology, but it's just what feels good for you.
And I think that's kind of what I'm getting at. To turn your point on its head, right? Fresh cut garden looks great, but how many people like the bush? White people will tell you forever about, oh my god,
that's where they get Lyme disease. Yeah, not in the yards.
That's
like
also,
not,
that's
not
also
in their manicured gardens.
White people aren't really designed to survive in the wild. So, like this.
If they're not getting eaten by lions, the sun is killing them.
There's also that, like they, you know. But, and I think to your point, that's more what I'm kind of getting at, in that it's to each their own. So it's like the same with, let's look at like women's hair. Like weaves, cool if you want to wear a weave. And if you want to wear your hair natural, cool. The point is
less. Don't let it get snatched.
Yo, fam. You got to fight that bitch. If she snatches her hair, you definitely got to square up. You got to take your nails off and fight somebody. But the point is really that, like, okay, cool. So if you like, if your hair cut in a certain way is how you feel comfortable, I bet no one has an issue. It's just also the other way around. If like, if on the other hand, like you say you decide to grow dreads, right? Dreads aren't inherently messy. Like, they're not inherently unneat. There is a way to do dreads that makes the garden look pretty without it being a British garden. And there's just like, there's just a lot of things. I think dudes actually, there is like a whole lot underneath the surface about how we think about and relate to our hair that I don't think we've put a lot of thought into, really.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I do think, like, guys don't put a lot of thought into a lot of things. Like, for instance, I mean, it's a low-hanging fruit, but, like, makeup, like, it's not part of a heteronormative culture to be, it's not even a thought process. You've never thought about shadowing your eye or penciling in your eye. You don't even know which pencil to put in which eye or to do what. And it is a heteronormative standard that we've just been born into. Be like, yo, okay, you ain't gotta worry about your toes. Mm. But funny enough, having said that, so a little bougie for me, but like I cut my hair at Sorbet Man.
Mm.
And they'd be mad niggas getting like manicures and pedicures.
Yeah, manicures are amazing.
It's a thing. Yeah.
Manicures are amazing.
I didn't know it was a thing. Maybe there is a little bit of a change.
Apparently, Julius Malema does the whole pedicure, manicure vibes.
Mm. Even, I remember I went for a manicure like a couple of years ago and there were like mad dudes getting manicures. Yeah. Like, it's
a thing,
it feels nice, fam. Oh, it feels nice. Except then, you know when they put like the clear shit on your fingers? Because like it's supposed to like strengthen your cuticles. Mm. Also because I bite my nails, so they like, they also put that shit on so that then you don't bite your nails, but it's also just to strengthen your cuticles. Now like, and it, you can feel that it's wet on your nails. Mm. And then I got to work and all the girls are like, you're such a diva, because like I was like, guys, I can't use my hands. And they're like, fam, that shit dried 2 hours ago. I was like, but my hands, because it still feels like your nails are wet.
Mm.
And it feels like if you touch, and you, it makes you realize how much you use your hands and how much your nails touch shit.
Mm.
You know, there is, and there's one thing that always comes to mind whenever I think about these things, is that I never in my entire life thought about these things, but girls always like bring it up, is eyelash length. Like the length of your eyelashes is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing. Like they care, girls care about how long their eyelashes are.
Oh, how
and
long
they care. As they even care about how long your eyelashes are.
I don't
you dare let your eyelashes be longer than your girls.
Oh, because
they're going to bring it up.
My nephew,
long
Kai
eyelashes,
has
right?
Like, mm. Like, they're probably about 1.5 centimeters, maybe 2 centimeters. His lashes are long. Kai, like, when he was young, he used to love swimming, but he never put his head underwater. And even now, he swims with goggles because his lashes are so long. So like whenever he goes underwater, like his lashes go in his eyes, and
yeah.
He hates it.
Yeah.
So, Kai's also gonna be a lady killer, fam.
Oh, he's gonna sleep.
They are not ready.
They are so not ready.
Because he's gonna be tall. Light skinned with the curls.
Fam, I think he's gonna be like 6'11, bro.
It's gonna be dangerous in these streets.
I must dunk on him now, just so that I have the first dunk.
Establish dominance early.
Yeah, I need to. Like, I need to slide tackle, start up.
don't let that ego get too much.
Yeah, like, he needs
down
to
know.
Size. Yeah. Like, even though, like, I'm like head and shoulders shorter than you, if I go, hey! He must, like,
fam.
Like he must
be like, yeah, from like that old
like,
man strip.
Yes, exactly.
You must crack.
Yeah, yeah. I'll crack if my dad just says, hey, no. I mean, shit, bro. Speaking of fathers, can we talk about the guy who was a teacher at that Cape Town school and his daughter's also at the school, and she be fucked.
What's her name? What's her name?
Fiona Viotti.
Viotti.
Oh,
my word.
Guys.
Nick Mallet's niece.
Guys.
It's supposed to be Fiona Mallet.
Guys.
I think it might change back to Fiona Mallet.
Yeah, she's going to be Mallet very soon.
Okay,
let's
unpack this story. A week or two ago, I want to say, maybe three, a young lady who was a teacher at Bishops. Which I also think is aka Saks. But anyway, not the point. It's like mad fancy. Apparently it's like 150k a year.
Oof.
For that price, I better be getting nudes from teachers.
Well, bro, here you go. That's where your money's going. The water polo teacher. Look, she is a baddie, but she's also not like a baddie.
Nah, she a baddie. Like,
she's not like the baddest baddie.
She can get it.
Yes, she can. But anyway, so they catch old girl sending. Oh, here's what happens. She starts to date this one of the matrix. Dude is like 18. They sending each other nudes. It's wild. Dude wants to break up with her. She says, nah, my nigga, not on your life.
Not on your life.
So he says, alright, I'm telling my mom.
Dude.
Ladies, this is why you mustn't fuck with young niggas. Like, how your relationship gonna end? Because dude's like, I'm telling mom.
Yeah, dude. Like, also, he wasn't ready if he's like running back to mom.
Fam. Of course, he's still in retreat. This is a young boy, fam. Like, he doesn't know the road. He still thinks the game is warm.
The
So Mamzo obviously loses her shit. Teacher gets reported. She has to resign. There's a whole hullabaloo. Then the pictures, then the nude she sends start surfacing. And she out here fingering herself and saying, like, just now her titties are all over the internet. They're like on every WhatsApp group.
Dude, not
in
just
the
her
country.
Titties.
Her dad.
She masturbating's on the internet.
Yeah, and her dad's gonna see the shit, and her dad's friends, bro.
And
you know, the court case is gonna come up as evidence, right?
Yeah.
And the best part is her dad teaches at the same
school.
Her dad got her the job.
Oh.
It's, oh wild, it's the Wild West in Cape Town.
Okay, you,
when
you,
nepotism goes wrong.
Let's say you in the situation. Let's say you were that water polo kid, and your teacher, who's kind, she is kind of a bad. She is. She's got a bad body, and quite a. She's a pretty girl. Old girl sends you fire nudes, saying,
fucking.
"Yo,
I'm fucking. I'm not telling mom, but I'm fucking."
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take male sexual abuse seriously enough. Because, let's face it, flip that around and we say it's a male teacher, female student. If the female student was like, yeah, I wanted it, we'd have been like, no, but that's because you've been groomed, you've been exed, you've been Y, you've been manipulated, you've been all the rest
of
the
shit. Are you
though
at 18?
Yeah, fam, you're an idiot at 18. You are a child at 18.
You know what's happening at 18. You know when a teacher is in the mix at 18.
Nah, fam.
No,
think
no,
about
no,
yourself
no,
at
no,
18.
You're capable of making decisions, but you're also stupid as fuck.
Yeah, you're stupid, but you're not vulnerable to that
no,
to
no,
that
no.
point where
you nah,
like
you
are vulnerable. Think about his reaction.
No.
His reaction at 18 years old was to go tell mom. That tells you all you need to know.
Yeah,
about
exactly.
His mind
yeah.
Idiot.
That tells you all
yeah.
you need to know about it.
Stupid.
But what I'm saying is,
I would not
you
might
go all stupid.
Yeah, I'm not even saying stupid. I'm saying he's a child. He's a child.
You know, this is the thing. I don't think he has complete deniability here.
No, I'm not saying he has complete deniability, but I'm also not saying here that he's a completely rational actor in this. I can easily see how you can, especially
dude,
a
dude is not a virgin. Firstly,
yes, but he's fucking girls his age.
And then,
that fam, that is a fundamentally different thing.
How old was the teacher?
I don't know. She was like 20. Let's argue 23.
I find that she's still within the age group, fam.
It's not.
She's still in there,
fam. At 23, would you have wanted to fuck an 18-year-old?
I'm a shaman.
It's
yeah.
I'm not saying he's scot free in this, but like I can definitely see how you manipulate.
I think she's young enough.
Trick.
I think she's young enough, and he's old enough where they were both
yeah,
consenting.
Like if she was like late 20s, early 30s,
yeah.
Then it's mad. But like 23 is also like mad young.
I'm not saying 23 is old.
No, but
I'm
like,
saying
it's. Same WhatsApp group.
I don't think so.
Look, think about it this way. Next year, he's going to first year and should be doing honors. They would have met anyway. That's what I'm saying. It's like, and why is that okay?
I'm
like,
talking about...
Think,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Next year, like,
yeah.
In terms of age group, like,
yeah.
She would be, like, 24 is around about the time you
okay.
do honors,
mm-hmm.
right? So she'll be doing honors.
And he's in first year. They're both in varsity.
Okay, so here's my answer to that. Your environment. In varsity, you are surrounded by people who have left. So you're surrounded by a group of older people. You're surrounded by people who have been through a bit more. In matric, which is where you are the oldest out of children. Everyone around you is
a
child.
I have
a
question for
you.
Is it
child.
Okay for a matric to date a grade 8?
No.
I'm using your arguments.
They're both around children.
Yeah.
They're around the same people, actually.
You are in the same environment.
But that's what I'm saying. There's levels. Because also, we mustn't pretend like you don't age differently. So, look. Grade 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this. When I was in matric, I dated grade 9. Like, and it's... What I'm saying is... It is
and
not
then,
okay. No,
you incriminated.
I'm not... Because I'm... Look, I'm not saying what's right. But what I'm saying is
when I was 21, I had a 6-month relationship with a 31-year-old.
21.
Yes.
I think 21 is a better age for majority than that thing. But what not I'm saying much is basically had happened. No, think about it.
2 years between 18 think and 21. About
it. Between you are at 18, you are still sort of in the tail end of adolescence. Whereas at 23, your body's done. Your body's like, I cool. We're done with any kind of all the rest of the hormonal thing. We're now just like,
yeah, okay.
Okay, fair. But like, we're done with the hormonal shit.
Yes, okay.
Like, we are... Yeah,
the hormones are settling.
Yeah, we're
this is
we're
why
more
like,
or less
ladies 44. Turn into pies when they're like 25.
Probably. That's
still living, so.
Yeah, that's another story.
That's a hot take.
That's a wow, okay.
Doctors, you tell us. But there is... Like, for instance, I know the difference between me at 18 and me at 21 is night and day.
Not for me. For me, it wasn't night
and
day.
And that's fair. You also set cats on fire. So you might
you
be an outlier.
You always bring that. I was a child.
And I think, again, like, his reaction to this says everything about
his
the fact that he is a child. Because that's what you do when you're a kid. Yo, mom, I can't do anything. Like,
No. You know what I think happened? Is that he got caught with the stuff and knew the heat was on him and then said, let me get ahead of this and then tell my
parents.
You're
just proving, you're arguing your Lisa's point.
No, not from his parents, though. I don't think he was going to tell his parents.
He wasn't until she hit the fan.
Like, when you get caught with something, you also take accountability. But making yourself a victim in something where you're actually part of a relationship or part of the, I don't know what else to call it, but now this kid is not, I assume from what I've heard from you guys, is not taking accountability, so that also shows adolescence.
But you see, in the reaction phase, during the phase, he was making all the decisions that was right for him.
Yes,
the
because he's a kid, that's what you do when you're
full
naughty.
Mentality. The person changes at the point of reaction. You act irrationally.
Fam,
when shit is hitting the fan.
But that's the thing. When you're a kid, when you're doing the naughty shit, you're like, yeah, this is my decision. I'm cool. I'm an irrational adult.
But that's and everybody though,
no,
right?
No. But the thing is, the thing you learn as you get older and as you actually have to go through life experience and as your brain settles into an actual brain is that, okay, this part of my shit is not this part of my shit. Like, fam,
do the listeners know at this point that this teacher was fucking the kid? I'm sorry, like, I don't know if we finished the story.
The teacher was fucking the shit out of that kid. She was fucking the dog shit out of that kid. And also, let's remember, boys mature slow.
And she's a fiance, no?
Not a fiance, she was married.
She was married.
She was married. She got married last September.
She got married 10 minutes before she started fucking the kids.
But, I mean, that's part of the thing. Also, remember, boys mature slower than girls.
I don't entirely believe that.
No, I've seen it. It makes sense.
I don't entirely believe that. Like, I think it's a varied case. I don't entirely believe that.
Fam.
Okay, we're talking about the median here.
Yeah.
The bell curve, that shit right in the middle.
And already, if we flip this around, no one would be on old boy's side. I mean, if we flip this around and the teacher was male and the student was female, no one would be on old boy's side.
Yeah.
Aaliyah got married. She was part of the conspiracy to hide her marriage from the parents. Does that mean she was making rational decisions?
No.
Does that mean she
really
wasn't a child?
Realize something. What's that age gap?
I'm not saying okay.
The age gap
be
more than 20 years.
The age gap is the thing. But what I'm saying
This age gap is less than 5 years between this teacher and the student.
But what I'm saying is, I'm talking about the student's mindset.
So if I'm 25,
the student's brain.
Okay, if I'm 25 and I'm fucking a 20-year-old.
No, because you're older. Like, there is a lot to be said for those 10 years.
Yeah.
The 1 year between 10 and 20 counts for much more than 1 year between 20 and 30.
I'm arguing...
Counts for much more than 30 and 40.
If this teacher was 23, at what age should the student have been for it to not hit the radar of, this guy was coerced?
If he was in varsity, it wouldn't have mattered.
So if he was 19?
Yeah, if he was in varsity.
One year.
That's what I meant about environment. He's in school.
This dude is not changing that much in 1 year. I can't believe that.
That's why.
And not even 1 year. Let's say 6 months, because it's now matric now and we're in October.
That is why I use myself as an example, fam. I can literally track the giant changes that happened in my life year by year in varsity. From 21 to 23 was completely different. Just from like between 18, 19, night and day. So I can see how 1 year, and that's what I'm saying, like 1 year in that time period at that age makes way more of a difference than 1 year.
What if he was a child prodigy and he's 16 in varsity?
That's probably still molestation.
Okay, let's keep it a legal age. He's 18, second year. She's 23, also in varsity.
What if she's an immature 23-year-old and he's a very mature 18?
Immature age. She's 23, she's in varsity, he's a child prodigy, he's 18. Let's put him in third year even. He's 18 in third year, she's same age,
23, 18. 18, third year, I don't have an issue.
So it's literally this kid's environment that you have an issue with.
Yeah, it's that he's a school child.
But how do you know how mature he is within
his... Because he went, mommy!
Okay, yeah.
Mommy!
We're getting that from reports. Okay, yeah.
That was wild.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, during the act, he wasn't going, oh, mommy, sorry, I know I'm late from water polo because teacher been fucking me. This is... He only went to mommy when he's like, yo, this shit's gonna hit the courts. Ish.
Yes, fam. Is that not exactly what you did as kid? Like, I did match it.
But that goes back to the accountability. That's what I'm talking about. Like, as an adult now, like, shit hits the fan with you now. You're going to court and no one else is going to court. And you're like,
if I'm going to court for some shit, I'm going to tell my parents, yo, this was happening around my life. I'm not saying take care of it, but at least they know. You know?
But that's what I'm saying. Think about when you're a kid. Like, fam,
if they see me on news, why show me on court? They're like, but you didn't even say anything. I'm like, no. I'll keep you in the loop.
And that's what I'm like, whenever you were making a mess as a kid, you weren't thinking about, is this a mess?
We're not saying that this 18-year-old is a adult. We're not saying he's a fully grown adult. We're not saying that. But my argument is that I don't think this woman, whether she was a fiance of someone or not, is a full grown adult either. I'm saying there's a good possibility that they're both at the same maturity levels as people.
And would you have a problem with that? What if she's immature? Yeah, that's a very good question.
She has less of a leg to stand on.
She's acting like an immature person.
The difference is she's not acting her age.
For example.
He's acting his age.
Why did Nick Mallett have to get his daughter a job?
Nick Mallett.
Oh, Dave Mallett. Why was there a need for this through ball? If she was handling her own shit as an adult, would you have needed the through ball?
No, but
from your own father.
No, but that's different. I think we're conflating things, because people get jobs from relatives all the time.
I understand that, but I'm just saying these puzzle pieces. This auntie. She got married. Not even a few months ago. Oh well, married a few months ago.
I'm not saying that there are not problems with her. There are clearly problems with her.
So I'm saying
clearly, but all I'm saying is one of them is acting their age and another isn't. The person who is acting his age went, mommy!
I'm telling you now.
That is a lot.
She went, daddy, what's wrong with 18-year-olds?
No. She didn't. She only went daddy once the shit came out.
You're telling me he didn't go mommy once the shit came out?
No, he said it first. That's how the shit came out.
Okay.
Mom brought the shit to light.
Why was it mom though? Why?
She called the school and she was like, why is your teacher fucking my kid? Mommy did what moms do.
Are we sure that this kid told mom, or did mom just find the nudes on his phone?
Mm-mm. The story is, far as we know it, and we can only talk to the story as far as we know it, he tried to break up with her. She said no. He went to his mother and said, mommy. And mommy went to the school and said, oh, fuck this shit. I'm fighting everybody.
So... He tried to break up with her. It means there was something. There was a relationship of sorts.
But it also means at some point he didn't like it.
He must have dicked her down, bro. For her to be like, nah, fam. Shit ain't over.
Fam. Look, that young kid's got energy, fam. You remember the number of rounds you used to put in when you were young? Like, that shit, you'd be putting in work.
Dude, nowadays, more than three is rough.
Jesus Christ. Even sometimes getting to three, I'm like, listen.
Fam, bro, like,
listen. Yeah, sleep tired now. I don't know who working.
Give him the
I need 8 hours.
Really, like, listen.
Hold this.
If you haven't got there by now, so just, like... Yeah, there's Wi-Fi. Help yourself. Like, I can't be responsible for this shit. But I guess that's my only point. And it's that, genuinely, honestly speaking, if we flipped it around,
yeah,
no one would be batting an eyelid at the fact that, yo, this teacher's a mad molesty ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
And so,
I don't think so. I don't think 23, as a 23-year-old, whether guy or chick, in that situation,
fam. Are you saying?
I don't think it's that.
If a 23-year-old teacher at St. Mary's was fucking the dog shit out of one of the matrix.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. That's probably happening right now.
I can't.
It's probably happening at every school with a 23-year-old teacher.
Mm-mm. Then he might need to go on a sex offender registry.
And not only her or him, but like, dude.
No, whoever the teacher is.
Schools, the teachers, hiring 20-something-year-old teachers.
I'm not so mad at that. Like, where else must teachers teach?
I don't know. Maybe put these teachers in primary schools first.
So that they couldn't molest the babies.
No.
All my teachers look like Stallone. Now it's a new generation. All the teachers are fucking baddies, bro.
Hey, dude.
Right?
My teachers were Stallone and Sly and
Ash.
And no, Arnold.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. In primary school, I had this one teacher. This teacher named Mrs. Stone. She was fine, my guy. Yo, but she only came in the last 6 months of my primary school. I was upset. But yeah, you're right. Teachers, yo, our teachers were trash.
Teachers, stop fucking our children. Like, just don't do
that. Maybe we just upset that the teachers weren't fucking us. Like, baddie teachers weren't fucking us when we were in high school.
Right.
Put me in that situation. Matrik. Miss Baddie. Oh, I'm clapping cheeks.
I'll be in voluntary extra lessons,
bro. Nigga.
Yo.
On Saturday and Sunday too. On to pass with exemption. Straight A's, boy.
Yeah. But I remember because... Actually, they spoke about this on Brilliant Idiots like a few years ago. But Wax was talking about how he was molested, and how when he would tell people, they would be like, by apparently his aunts and some other like older chicks, and like whenever he would talk about it,
his aunts, more than one auntie.
You know, apparently they molested the shit out of that guy.
That's like a fucked up family.
But anyway, and he was like. And he'd tell people like, yeah, boy, you hit that. Yeah, why you mad? Like, you know.
Why was aunt's bad?
No, it wasn't. It was Charlemagne. Charlemagne got...
No, Charlemagne and Wax.
His aunt, yeah.
Wax as well. But I know both of them. Wax as well. Because he was like, yo, they used to... Oh, yes, because Wax was like, yo, his aunt used to make him eat them up. No, Charlemagne said they used to make him eat them. But
yeah.
I know Wax had another story, but it was similar. I think that's how it started, because they were both straight in those stories. And people were like, yo... You know, and for a long time, that was kind of their issue. It was like, yo, this fucked up thing happened. But like, as a dude, I know I'm supposed to be like, yo, what?
So let's say, Charlemagne, how old is Charlemagne?
He's...
Now, but how old was this when the stroke came out? Let's say he was like 13.
Yeah, he was a kid of some variety.
And let's say his auntie's what, 40?
Look, I'm not using those as comparatives.
I'm just trying to paint this picture because this is wild. That your aunt... made you eat her out.
Fam.
That's crazy.
Yeah, fam. That's madness.
Fam.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Imagine you're...
Sure. The
but if you want to take a positive out of that...
No, there are no positives.
Charlemagne must be great at eating girls out now.
I knew you were going to approach, and I wanted to end that quickly. I wanted to dead it.
He must be the best.
Yeah, I'd be happy to forego those lessons.
Same.
Okay, Final thing, then we need to fuck off. I just want to say shout outs to the white dude going to jail today for life.
Oh yes.
I was listening to something on the radio where this lady was like,
what's his name?
He's something Nino. I don't know, Pervy McPerverson.
Yeah.
Dross Rapist.
Yeah. His name is Dross Rapist. Actually, that is a better name for him. But then I was listening at this thing in the office and they were playing, this lady was on ENC and she was like, you know, and we must think of the other victims. You know, his wife.
He had a wife?
He's got a kid. He's got a kid. Like,
fuck.
And it's like, you know, and they'll always have to know their husband and dad as like the person who raped the person. And I was like, I mean, look, that's probably going to suck.
Yeah.
Granted. But that kid kind of has a chance at a normal life because apparently that kid was born while he was in jail. So his kid already doesn't really know shit about what's going on.
Yeah.
If the wife finds and marries another dude and the dude's nice, that'll always be that kid's dad. Like,
yeah,
that kid has a shot
at it. And when that kid is mature enough to handle that level of news, fine. It's not gonna fuck up that kid's formative years. Yeah.
That's but the thing, obviously that kid has a shot.
His victim is now
the victim and that family, they're fucked.
Yeah.
And he deserves it.
Yeah.
Do you know what they do to rapists in jail?
Yeah, no, they must catch them.
If you're a child rapist, yeah, and you go to jail, it's late for
them. They must catch him. Also, I hope he, I hope they rosebud him.
Am I wrong for being super, super stoked that he was a white guy?
Oh no, I'm excited as well.
Like, when I heard the story, the first thing, like, please don't be a person of color. And when it actually came out that it was a white guy, I was like, it's fucked up. It's fucked up that I did that, but I'm just going
to
be honest.
No, my people do that because the whites is nasty and they just like to hide it.
True.
Or they like to pretend they don't do it, but the whites is very nasty. The whites is very, very nasty. And I hope your man's never sees parole.
No, he's life on the parole. Yeah,
brilliant.
So that's a long prison.
Brilliant. That's a long sentence. Also, I see he's on the sex offender list.
Well, life on the parole.
Well,
done, judge.
You'll
probably get out, like, what, when he's too old to even use his dick anymore, so.
You are never too old to use a dick, fam. Do you know how much, countless studies, the place where STDs fly the most, old age homes.
Guys, can I ask a question? Let's say, okay, we're all around about the same age. We'll probably hit retirement all around the same age. We'll probably like proper retire all around the same age. What are you doing? Will you go into an old age home?
No, like I already have my death plan. Who got the death plan?
Yeah.
What's the death plan?
I'm like, I'm
gonna take all the drugs.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna retire. Sick. So yeah, like, I mean, you can join me in the thing.
We're gonna be the same, yeah.
But like, so I 70,
yeah.
Between 70 and 75.
Yeah.
Dude, you're still functioning at that age.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you are. I want to be fine. I'm not making 80, nor do I want to make 80. 70, 75.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, cool. You said you've done well. You even had a kid, or maybe you don't.
So you're a granddad. Are you saying that you're a granddad at this point?
Perhaps not. Like, I'm not really fussed. That depends. That decision is not in my control. Be like, yo, guys, it's been a good innings. My baby, I have loved you. We have done well. I, whatever money I have left, going to divvy it up. Say, okay, this one you hold on to.
Mm.
The rest of it, buy tickets for like some kind of cruise.
Mm.
Buy all the drugs. All of them. Like, I'm gonna get onto that boat with a kilogram of cocaine.
Why all and the drugs? Like,
because I'm going to be high until
you don't
even, until
you don't
my wanna, heart gives in.
You don't wanna have like a super bad high. Like, I have a similar plan. Like, okay, if I'm ever paralyzed or bedridden.
You guys have wild plans.
If I'm ever paralyzed or bedridden, right? I need you guys to get a lethal amount of LSD, but then microdose me for like a good hour and then hit the final thing at the end.
There's my problem.
Then I'm happy.
There's my problem.
What?
It's the bedridden part. I want to be high and moving. No, I'm but be, I'm not saying old man. I'm not on the saying boat with my walker. No,
but I'm saying you might not have a choice. You might not have a choice.
That's why 70, 75. I don't want to wait till my hips give out.
But your hips might give out at 60, fam. You don't know.
Nah, these hips are good. These hips don't lie. Like I've still got expiry date is 80.
Anyway.
That is probably as good a place as any to call it.
Yes. Oh, Cavassier, I can't remember what we rated Cavassier. I think we gave it a 7 out of 10. I'm not too sure. If we did give it a 7 out of 10, comparatively, I'm going to give the Hennessy a 6 out of 10.
I'm not going to compare. What? Because I can't remember. But
that's what I'm saying.
Hennessy was still a 6 out of 10. Like, guys, I like this thing. It's still fancy brandy, though.
It is.
Like, it's not nice enough or cool enough for me to, for it to warrant, like, the hype around the brand. Their marketing team is great.
I wouldn't buy it.
But, yeah, I would not. Yeah. I would not buy
Hennessy. You know what this is for? You know what this is for? If you like a liqueur that is as smooth as a single malt whiskey, but you can't do whiskey because it's not as sweet enough as you would like. Yeah, this can do that.
And this can do that. I don't think it's as smooth as like, I mean, example, the Pogues were smoother.
Oh, the Pogues is good. I'm going to buy more Pogues.
Oh, I found some.
I need to buy more Pogues. We spoke about Pogues already.
Also, as a slight aside, Hennessy is racist.
Why is it racist?
They did that whole thing. That's why Jay-Z stopped. But like the owner.
Oh, but Jay-Z went and did the NFL thing. So really.
Okay, that's a different discussion that we can have next time because I don't think. Okay, anyway, not the point. the owner of Hennessy came out and he said something to the effect of, "I really hate that all these blacks buy our brand."
Oh, but fucking, like, it's probably like 100 years old anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. So fuck. That's why, like, that's why they do. Yo. That's why, like, Jay-Z and them bought out Duce instead because they were like, "Yo, okay, this dude's mad racist. Well, fuck you."
A bit of admin. Who won the bottle for this month?
Should we tell them here or should I just DM them? We can tell them here.
Tell them here. People want to know. Like, our listeners want to know. People who don't follow us on Insta, but listen. So.
Okay. It was an interesting choice. A lot of you tried to bribe me.
What is the question?
There were two questions.
Yeah.
The one was, how do you spell Thai furlong?
Yeah.
Well, how do you spell Thai?
Yeah.
And
the other one is, which country would either of us hit raw?
Well, any of us, yeah. And so, yeah, a lot of you tried to bribe me, and I really appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. If you step up your bribes, we can really make this thing happen. Like,
we'll give you an auxiliary bottle.
You just entered a little low, a little low. If you just step one up.
What's the bribery amount? How much are we selling the part-time alcoholics bottle for?
I don't know we're selling it.
I'm just saying, if people are bribing, hey.
No, people are offering things. I won't say anything else.
Okay.
But, you know, small offers. Make them medium offers and we'll talk.
All right.
Anyway, so because of that, because you guys are bad at bribing, I had to pick loyalty.
Fam, talk about bribing. Before we announce the winner. Yesterday. So, there's a 4-lane road that I take to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't I arrive and I see a bit of traffic. But I get to work like super late anyway. So, but I see this traffic. I'm like, what the fuck? These people aren't going to make me late for meetings. There's 4 people carriers.
Mm-hmm.
Taxi level, JMPD. You know the 16 to 20 seaters?
Oh, yeah.
4 of them just parked there, packed full of people coming out, like 50 odd cops. For a 4-lane road, all they're doing is checking whether you have expired license disc and if you have tickets. Guy, there are people getting murdered, robbed, and raped in the streets. Why are there 50 police people at 8:30 in the morning? In a corporate environment, because this road is in the middle of a CBD, just looking at tickets and license discs.
Because y'all have money and bonus time is approaching.
Facts. But, so this lady comes over, grabs my my license, be like, okay, we're going to check if you have any tickets due. I'm like, sharp, take this thing. She makes me sit there for 15 minutes, bro. You know how long 15 minutes is? 15 minutes is long in the morning. Right?
Yes, it is.
She comes back with a piece of paper, tells me, oh, I only have one ticket and it's 810 Rand. I'm like, okay, cool. Give me the incident number, whatever the case may be. I'll investigate the shit and I'll pay it online. Cool. Doesn't this auntie tell me, yo, but you can pay chair. We'll sort it out. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? He's like, no, we'll pay chair. So I'm like, no, fuck that shit. Give me the paper. I'm going to pay it legit. Fuck that bribery thing. Okay, we only bribe if you go for drunken driving. But other than that, post on the ticket thing. So I ask her, why are there so many fucking cops here? Just for this.
What did she say?
She said, she was hired to be on this road at this day of every month. So JMPD, tell me what the fuck you're doing.
No, because then they can't catch you.
They catch me. But I'm a law-abiding citizen. They want to catch me.
Are you though?
Yeah, I am. All my tickets are paid up. I've got nothing illegal going on. What must happen?
Except for your number plate.
Listen, but 50 cops. Let me go with that number plate. How illegal is it?
Ooh. Really? Guys, one day when you see Tia White say his number plate, you'll understand. Speaking of which, if you want to learn how to get out of a roadblock, go onto Apple or Spotify and listen to my other podcast, The Lawyer and the Layman, where we discuss how to get out of a roadblock. That's like literally an episode we had. Was amazing.
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, yes, co-plug. Anyway, quick last thing. I just tasted some of this without ice. It's better without ice. Don't listen to what Sherman has to say. The ice is like a haircut. It makes it conform to the thing. It still looks nice, but it makes it conform to the thing. Like there's much more, I don't know, it feels much more robust, much tastier. There's some kind of banana vibe I'm getting here. Or maybe banana. Maybe not banana.
Do you want to read the bottle?
No, I don't want to read the bottle. The bottle's going to lie to me.
Oh. Who won the thing, fam?
Some kind of sweet thing. Oh, yes, who won the thing? See, I like how we're doing this, like, drag them out.
Okay, when you do win a bottle, which is very cool, you don't know what bottle you're winning. It might be a white wine, it might be a red, it might be a tequila, it might be a special edition whiskey. It could be fucking anything. All you know is a part-time alcoholics sponsored motherfucker.
Fuck you guys, it's that fire.
That's how fire the brand is.
It's always delicious. So, yes, like I was saying, I went with loyalty.
Aight.
And one of our most loyal listeners answered.
Oh.
She's been with us since day one.
Yeah.
She's been engaged in the situations and shame we have sometimes used her for content. So.
Oh, I know who this is. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Peach. Mrs. Peaches.
Peaches.
One, two, I'm not sure whose name I'm supposed to use, but I know your thingy. We have your bottle of wine.
Is it a wine? Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah. Cool. Listen, it could be Commando. No one really knows.
It could be just a box of Nkomazi without brand on it.
Yo, that episode is coming, guys. We're going to do the sort of Josie beer, traditional beer app episode. But anyway, that's another thing for another day. We are trying to keep these episodes shorter and it's not working. So anyway, it's been Part-Time Alcoholics, episode 20, with that brownie pillow. Fuck off.